Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. So happy to be back. What the fuck? I leave for 1 week and, you know, it feels like an eternity being away from you guys. I gotta be honest with you guys. I do enjoy the presence of both the international superstar Zach Amico.
Hello.
And Chris Tickle.
Yeah!
You may have left us for a week, but you brought much more of you back with you.
Oh, did I get in that much? I don't feel like I gained that much. You should have put me on the big screen. Do I look that fat right now?
Every time you go to California, dude, you fall off the rails.
No, but the cameras are strategically high placed.
Yeah, that is true. That is a fucking... That is because 80% of our network is morbidly obese.
We shoot this show at MySpace angles.
Yes. Tim Dillon, Big J, Zach, I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
Comp is a fucking... A fat fuck. So these camera angles are perfect because my cheekbones look great from this angle.
The camera adds like 45 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the rule?
Thanks, Tickle. What a show we got planned today. First of all, I walked in, and what do I see? What do I see on the table?
Balls. What did you say?
Cupcakes.
Excellent.
Dude, she should have brought fucking carrot sticks and some almond butter.
No, that's okay. I told her right now I'm not on the Real Ass diet right now. It's the holiday season. This happens every year, okay? You could just watch me from October to Christmas blow up every year. It happens every time. Or when I go on the road. It's not good, okay? I'm okay, though. As I'm getting a little bit older, I was out, and there's a lot of comics that I respect that are fat fucks. So I almost feel like if I just stop caring about my fitness altogether and just let myself go, it'll be a better thing.
Somebody invest in Hawaiian shirts and jean shorts.
There's like a freedom in it. Though,
oh,
Zach.
Dude, you'll be awesome, Lewis, if you tell a story and every time you open a door, you go.
Or you walk on a roller coaster, get stuck in traffic.
Shannon, you make cupcakes,
and we could call you Fuzzy. Fuzzy.
Can you grab him?
Great. Already? No, you cannot wait.
I wanted to eat them before I even came in the room, and I don't like how Shannon. Number one, she's getting comfortable to call me fat. She's getting comfortable.
I never called you fat.
You just said, oh,
he's not fat, he's fuzzy.
What was the fucking insinuation behind that joke, Shannon?
No, just because you've been talking about it since yesterday when I said I was going to make it. I'm not calling you fat.
You can't wait.
You're being insecure.
See, now she's calling me insecure.
That you're fat. It's you have childlike impatience.
She called me late before, too. Here's the thing.
You were late.
No, I wasn't late.
15 minutes before. Check.
Here's the thing. I set the rules, okay?
Fuck off.
And then I can break the rules. Nobody tells a CEO of their company, oh, yeah, you're fucking wrong, right? No, they don't do that.
They just stop listening to the CEO if he doesn't follow his own rules.
No, and then, you know what happens? Then the CEO implodes the Real Ass Podcast.
He gets ousted.
And he turns into the Luis J. Gomez fucking fuckface hour. Thanks, Shannon. Shannon, do me a favor.
Is this the hottest fucking... Oh, my God. That's going to be a calendar.
Can I take a picture of the cupcakes in front of your boobs? Is that too much? Is that sexual harassment? Is it? Come on,
do you kind of like it?
It's cool. It's cool, girl. Just go with it.
It's more like her boob mint.
Wow. You should fucking kill yourself.
No, guys. Look, I'm
1 week in L.A.
That's one week in L.A.
Her boob mint. Come on. You don't think that was okay?
So I'm walking around in L.A., right?
A little 12 a.m. or a little 12 p.m. noon pun?
Her Boobman. It's the name
it's
of the show.
It's actually past noon because you're late.
It's so. The name, and I'm not late. The show starts when I walk in. That's when I'm on time. So everything before that is early, and you guys were all early.
Hold on. I'm going to send Chris Scopo a text right now and tell him he's back.
Chris Scopo's phone is probably off. Let's get real. What the hell is that, Shannon?
You hate it?
No, I love it.
It's a vanilla cake with white chocolate chips and strawberry buttercream frosting.
Shut the fuck up.
And I made it. I woke up at 5:30 this morning to make them.
Shannon, dude. I hate to have to fire you at the end of the day today. It's going to be really weird. But these are particularly good cupcakes.
Why would you fire me?
I'm kidding. You're great. You're doing fucking awesome. Shannon, hit the music.
What music?
The plugs. Got it. What other music do we do? She's hot, but she's not bright.
Jesus, I think she's brilliant.
You think she's smart?
Thank you, Zach.
Really smart.
I think she's smart, too.
Did you guys see the finale? South Park?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the best finale of any show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really? I thought the season kind of ended with a dud.
Really?
It didn't end as... It wasn't as funny.
It didn't tie everything up like I want. Like, what happened to the member berry? Like, there was so much shit.
No, member berries, they need to figure that out. But I think that's going to be a continuous thing.
Yeah, I think everyone really liked the member berries.
Hold on, let that music kick. A little more volume, Shannon. I want to feel it.
Who is this?
All right, guys, do me a favor. Go to our iTunes page right now. Leave us a 5-star rating, positive feedback, or negative feedback. Fuck it. If you don't like the show, tell us you don't like the show. Tell us what to change about it. I don't give a shit. Right? Right?
It's not like we're going to do anything that you say.
I might. I don't know. That's the thing, right? This is what we do. The fans kind of decide what we do. Maybe it's not...
I was going to say, that fourth empty chair says we do.
Look, here's the thing, right? This is a fucking free market. The fans will buy it or they won't buy it. So we got to keep on delivering. So if you don't like it, tell us. Fuck it, you know? Also, I got some dates coming up. But Zach, you go first, buddy. What do you got coming up?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Snapchat me, your cat, Zach Miko. If you're listening live, Saturday night, I will be hosting the Stimulate Holiday Party, a BDSM and burlesque night, and where I'll be punk rock Santa Claus, and there's going to be naked dominatrixes. It's going to be debaucherous and really fun. Come hang out with me Saturday night if you're into that weird shit.
Chris Tinks.
I'm fucking feeling this. Next week I'm going to be in San Francisco. I have shows on Monday and Tuesday.
Are you out of town for the show next week?
Yeah, sorry, bro.
You never tell me.
Yeah.
I could deduce this.
I would have told you if you got here early. I would have told you. I would have pulled you aside and told you. But
I have to go on your Angel here. Fire website and fucking
MySpace.
Geocities.ChrisTinkle.com.
Yeah, dude. I just got tickets for UFC.
Woo!
Yeah. Roby, yeah, okay, never mind. Anyway, so I think I'm doing a couple of showcases at the Punchline and Cobbs. Just check my Twitter and stuff if you guys want to come out. And it'll probably be, not lame shows, but shows I can get people in. So hit me up and I'll probably get some guest lists.
Sweet. All right. And also, January 14th, Detroit, Michigan, the Hustler Club, myself, Dave Smith, Legion of Skanks Presents with special guest Joe List. This show is going to be fucking crazy. If you guys are in the Detroit area, come out. The strip club is awesome. It's all smoking hot chicks. It's trashy as hell. We hang out the whole night. We're doing a live podcast right afterwards as well. Then January 21st, I will be in Miami with Dave Smith as well. One night only, 8 p.m. I want to tell you the name of the club because I just posted it right here. Here we go, guys. Got it right here. It is called the Open Stage Club in Miami, Florida. Open Stage Club, January 21st, 8 p.m. Myself and Dave Smith. We may also be doing a podcast afterwards as well, depending on how the ticket sales go. So I will be posting ticket links to that soon as well. So make sure if you're in the Miami area, please try it out. Tell your friends. Come out and check us out. And make sure you check out the Countdown Series XM Rush 93. And obviously Legion of Skanks tonight on the Gas Digital Network. Also, a couple quick Gas Digital announcements. Michael Bisping brings a brand new podcast to the network starting next month. It's called... Believe You Me with Michael Bisping. Also, obviously, we just set up Bruce Buffer out in L.A., which is awesome. That's one of the main reasons we actually went out to L.A. And another one that I can't announce. Another one that I can't announce that I'm really excited about. I don't know if people are going to be as excited as I am, but it's a pretty fucking cool gig. Did I tell you, Zach?
Nope.
Did I tell you, Shannon?
No. Nope.
But it's definitely not called Jizz City.
can I just say one thing real quick? In the chat room, they're chanting my name, and they're mad that we don't show me, which is my fault.
Shannon, so you just want to be on camera, right?
No, read the chat room.
Can I read the chat? Yeah. Let me see. What are they saying? Can you read us some of the comments, Shannon?
Yeah.
I want to hear some of them.
Okay.
Shannon, well, I've said this before. Shannon is gorgeous on camera. Like, just fucking out of control. I bet you if Shannon did, like, modeling shots, they could make her look like she's a fucking dime piece.
It's not a compliment,
with barely
what you're saying right now.
Any
Photoshop
or
airbrushing.
My girlfriend
thinks Shannon's hot.
Yeah, so. And your girlfriend's hot. Hot girls
know. Yeah, but she's fucking you, so.
Yeah, your girlfriend's also nearsighted, so she's got to fucking be making out with Shannon, and at that point it's too late. That's what happened with Tinkle. She started making out with him. She was like, ah!
What? I'm not going to go along with that. You just made fun of me. Yeah. Suck my dick.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. So, K-Vazi says, Shannon. Let's see.
Should
anybody
jugs,
else?
Jugs.
Yeah, there's not that many people. It's one person, Shannon. It's one person.
Two people. K-Vazi put it twice.
Put her on the camera for a minute,
it's
Shannon.
One guy who doesn't know how to do Photoshop.
Look at her. So, Shannon, also, there we go. Look
just
at her.
Terrible light. I hate
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, can you
bad
show,
lighting.
Can you don't sorry, have Vazi. To show your boobs, but if you just, like, let them see what's going on there, it's fucking excellent.
That's enough.
I keep it nice and cold in here. Is it because Shannon gets hard nipples? I can't say that legally.
You can't say it legally. I know the answer.
I'm at a place again where I think I kind of enjoy boobs. I fell off the boob rail for a really
Did
long
you?
Time. Yeah.
You went ass for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I was harassing girls left and right. Now I'm hard boobing girls.
Just bring it back.
Oh, my God.
That's my thing. I like to hard boob. Hard boob in the morning, hard boob in the evening.
Hard boob at supper time. When our boobs are on a bagel, you can hard boob anytime.
Tinkle, what are you doing? Tinkle doesn't even have a cell phone. He's got a full-fledged fucking desktop computer at the table right now, and he's not even talking to us. He's just looking at
Tinkle's
shit.
Wearing a VR headset while we're doing a podcast.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there? It's against podcast etiquette to even pull out your cell phone and start looking at it. Tinkle,
I told you, fuckhead.
Tinkle's literally
here.
Chatting with a 13-year-old child in Arizona right now playing Mortal Kombat 5. No. What are you doing?
I'm fucking getting my tickets for UFC.
So fucking do it before the show.
Dude, they went on sale at noon.
Oh, well, I thought I was late. Tinkle.
You were late.
No, I was. Well, if I was late, you could have gotten them at noon, I guess, right?
What?
Harboomment day.
No.
Dad and
first of all,
dad
yeah. First of all, that was the worst argument. You just made a bunch of noises, and then second of all,
hard boobs. That's what Shannon's feel like. It's fucking two clumps of fucking whatever they're made out of. Shannon, what's inside of your boobs?
Saline.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the main ingredient in toothpaste?
Saline away.
Fluoride.
Okay, sorry. I don't know how it works.
There's Shannon's boobs in the water supply.
Shannon's boobs are made of mercury. Get too much tuna, or you're going to get too much Shannon's boobs.
When it's too hot out, they go to her forehead.
Shit. What is that?
Oh, dude, I got six seats, dude.
Tinkle, if you don't put your fucking...
I'm done! I just had to fucking
put it away.
Sure. Fuck off.
This is insanity, dude. I'm literally trying to... We haven't even started celebrating the life and times of Alan Thicke. And you're going to...
Show me that smile.
Show me that smile. Don't waste
another. Yeah. Lay it on your
crying. All right, cut it. Jen, I just want the first beat of that song randomly throughout the whole episode. I don't care when you put it in. Show me that smile again. That's it. Thank you, Shannon. Tinkle, I'm going to snap your computer in half.
Then I'm going to leave then, because...
Leave! So leave! I would rather you leave than be distracting to the show.
Do
you think me and Zach are going to do this in a year by ourselves anyway?
I don't get it.
You're going to have a relapse and die, probably.
That's not very nice.
Your chick's going to move you to fucking Texas.
To what? You're really off your game. What happened to you in L.A., dude? What happened to you?
I've done... First of all, I'm on my game. I've never been more...
That was awful.
In tune.
Everything they just said sucked.
And I've never been more in tune with anything in the world. And I'm not taking your opinion because you're not even in the conversation, Tinkle. So I can't... You don't have an opinion on the conversation when you have one fucking foot in the door and the rest of your body is outside in the other room fucking jerking off on USC tickets.
Well,
I weren't even paying attention. He was reading something else as I was saying that.
Listen, he didn't miss much.
Listen, here's... Yeah.
Zach's paying attention, though. He can say that. It's an honest assessment of what's happening
I'm
here.
I'm jumping in the podcast 23 minutes late and I missed nothing.
Give me the fucking computer.
No, it's not.
Did you bring me movies?
No, you still owe me my fucking USB thing.
I don't know where it's at.
Well, too bad. That was a $30 fucking USB.
How about I give you $30 and give me the other movies?
That's not ever gonna
happen. I saw two new movies this week. Three? I saw three new movies. So the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's not new. Go ahead. Proceed.
Well, this is on... Hold on. When I say new, I mean new to me.
Okay.
Like, I had never seen it.
It's called Lewis Takes a Plane.
Have you guys seen this Few Good Men? He's like, oh...
There's turtles in the magic screen in the fly.
Hold on. Why,
I ordered the code red.
What year did the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come out? That was fairly new.
What, the newest one? Oh, it came out in the summer, but it's not.
Yeah, if it's this year, I count that as new. If it's within the calendar year.
See, I consider new something that just came out to the theater.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
If you said the
I think that's,
newest.
Hold on. If I said, no, I think new, if it's this year, I think new is a fair word for it. If it came out, I mean, I could see if it came out like 2014 and I said new. Then you can make fun of me.
It was June 2016.
Yeah, this is fucking merely months old, Tinkle. 6 months old. Okay, that's a new fucking movie. Right. I saw that in Airplane. Terrible. Not good. Okay.
Oh, my God. You didn't even watch it with your kid?
No, it was just me by myself. On an airplane.
Wasn't there... Oh, I almost asked you if there was anything better, but I know there was better stuff playing, but you've already established it. You don't like plot, dialogue,
too much. Especially on a plane, dude. I got to go jerk off in the bathroom a couple times. I got to fucking...
Are you also part of the Mile High Club?
I am part of my... I fucked in the bathroom before. Have you?
By myself.
Oh, yeah, I've jerked off in the bathroom. I think it's crazy that people haven't jerked off in plane bathrooms.
There's like two wings of the Mile High Club. I'm in like the single...
That was good. That was pretty good. I like a shitty pun. Okay?
I didn't even get it.
No, here's the thing. You didn't do it on purpose, but I recognize shitty puns immediately. I'm like a shitty pun robot. I saw it.
Oh my God, I just see what he did. I saw that.
2 weeks. But I support your shitty puns.
I go to the bathroom, rev up my engines.
I say a shitty joke, and then you guys fucking shit all over it like I'm an asshole, but you guys say a shitty one, and I'm like, oh, good job, guys.
Because it was
shitty
an because it was actually like a buy one, get one, free one, and you chose the free part to laugh at.
Shannon, yes. It's about time for a show me that smile.
Why are we picking on you right now? I don't understand.
Me? Picking on me?
I feel like you can't be upset because it's on.
All right. So, no, you're not picking on me. I'm picking on you. Where are we seeing this world right now? Like, we're seeing it from two different angles. Like, I feel like I'm bullying both of you right now, and you guys feel like you're bullying me.
I'm in control right now.
That's crazy.
Because we've been sitting here for 15 minutes talking about how much we hate you, so that energy exactly. Carried over.
That's kind of crazy.
I mean, dude, I'm like even like, that's a new movie. Like, I'm like...
When
it's
like, a new movie?
Yeah, I'm reaching so much to just be an asshole to you for no reason.
The chat room did say Chris is being a real-ass dude right now.
Oh.
Real-ass dude or real-ass hole?
He said real-ass dude.
Interesting.
And by saying the chat room, you mean Kevin, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Kevin.
Oh, say?
Oh, thank you.
Tim Vakis. I think both the people in the chat right now are from Tampa. They really want us in Tampa. So, I apologize, guys. I'm looking for fucking...
So, how was the...
You saw Ninja Turtles and what else?
Yeah, I saw Ninja Turtles and then I saw... two other fucking chick movies. So the ghost chick Ghostbusters, finally, not as bad as everyone made it out to be.
It's just not. Well, it's not. It's just not funny.
How much do you like actual Ghostbusters, though?
I like it. I mean, here I think everyone really pretends to love it. Like, who the fuck really cares? Like, it's good. It's a great action spooky comedy. You know, that's fucking awesome.
But it was awesome because it was Bill Murray.
And there's very few. There's very few action spooky comedies.
Yes.
What are they?
Like horror comedy? I mean, that's more of a comedy movie with horror elements.
I'm going to go on a
with horror and action elements.
Dude, you know what's a super unrated one? I'm going to say it. Yeah, it's like Peter Jackson's second or third movie, The Frighteners.
Oh, Frighteners.
With Michael J. Fox. That is like it's got some good scares.
Teen Wolf.
That's not a horror movie.
No, but it's a comedy that has like spooky,
horror
elements to it. That's one. Mars Attacks, right?
Yeah. I say that Cabin in the Woods was also pretty funny.
I didn't see
that. That was good.
It was more like a comedy.
Yeah, but it's
Tucker and Dale versus Evil is very funny. As
yeah,
well.
For that category, it's the British one that came out that people like
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead was good. But that's even more like in the horror genre that crosses over. But in that genre of spooky horror comedy, yes. But that's a very specific genre. In terms of comedies, it was okay. In terms of horror movies, it was okay. In terms of Bill Murray movies, it was okay. You know, I mean, I can name. It's not my favorite Dan Aykroyd movie. It was fine. You love it, Zach, because that's like.
No, I like Groundhog's Day better as far as Bill Murray's movies.
Oh, it's a way better movie. You should have a Ghostbusters tattoo.
I've thought about getting.
Because you have a bunch of fucking silly tattoos.
Yeah.
With like horror movies. Let me see them, Zach. What do you got now?
I got
the new one.
Sergeant Kabuki Man. That's a trauma movie.
Cool.
And then that's the only new one. And then I got that one on my chest.
Yeah.
My G.G. Allen thing.
So, yeah, but here's the thing. The female Ghostbusters, it was fine. And here's the thing. You know when they hype, it's the opposite effect. It was so shit on. It was beat up so badly. I was going to actually do, like, I was going to live tweet it. But I was like, you know what? This is going to be so bad that I'm going to end up shitting on people that, like, I either know or, like, I'm not going to really be able to give my opinion. So I decided not to live tweet watching the movie. But I feel like I could have. It wasn't bad. It was funny. There was funny moments. I laughed. There was times that it made me laugh, and what do you want to do?
So bad, dude.
But there was one moment in the movie, and this is the same thing, and I also saw a Christmas Party, Office Christmas Party.
Was that also in the plane?
No, I saw that one in the movie theater.
You went to the theater to watch that?
Yeah, well, that was the only thing that was out that was good. I already saw Arrival.
Oh my God, there's so many good movies out right now.
I saw Arrival. It's the only one I wanted to see.
What about the Manhattan? Never mind. I was going to say Manchester by the Sea, but I already answered my own question when I started saying
too many syllables in that title.
It's written by a playwright.
Manchester by the Sea. That's six syllables in one title.
So I was Office Party. Dumb, right?
Office Party. Four syllables. That's my max.
Perfect.
Christmas Office Party.
Oh, I need to purge my brain of that movie.
You know what's awesome? Kickboxer 2. That's four. That's four right there. That's right.
Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. Oh, my God.
I'll make an exception for that one. Make an exception.
No, it was kind of terrible. T.J. Miller carried the fucking movie. He was really good in it. But that bitch, Kate McKinnon, I don't want to say bitch. I don't know her. I shouldn't call her a bitch. She, out of nowhere, this bitch is in everything, though. Everything. Where the fuck did she come from?
Staying Alive.
It's this thing where, like, I feel like, because the key, I think, to those movies is how fast can we shoot it and who's available. So they'll take, you know, they have Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, famous, you know, names that can carry a movie. Yeah. And then, all right, let's pad out the cast with SNL because they're in town, they can work.
Yeah.
So basically it's like, what simple concept can we do where the leads don't need to be on set the entire time and we can kind of get these day players to fill out the rest
and all
of the movie.
It was literally like just like scenes, like of just kind of like silly, kind of like funny. Every
sketches,
scene,
right?
It was basically sketches almost, and they put it, and it's like they kind of carry the plot of the movie along with it. You know, look, I appreciate it. You can miss one of those sketches, go to the bathroom, get some popcorn, come back. Not bad. But it has the bones and the structure of a movie that I like. Just wasn't that funny. It was okay. TJ was great. The one chick from SNL, I think she's from SNL, the blonde broad.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
She plays the pimp bitch. That she's fucking really good in the movie. Then everything else was garbage. Jennifer Aniston aging horribly. She used to be so hot.
Do you remember when she was on the cover of like Rolling Stone?
Oh, with her butt
and her like perfect heart shaped ass was like it was like fuzzy in the background. Dude, I had to drive my brother to like 10 different stores to find that fucking Rolling Stone magazine because he just he didn't say out loud he was going to jerk off to it that night, of course. But. That was the assumption.
Shannon, can I have another coffee, please?
That was, dude, yeah, she had a perfect. I think that chick, Kate, well, she's also a lesbian also, so she has that kind of quota where they need to.
They love it.
From
it's also,
shit.
She's a lesbian, but she doesn't look like a lesbian, so they're like, oh, yes.
She was the worst part of Ghostbusters. I just think her. Like what she did in that movie,
overacty, cheesy.
It was like a misfire. Like she didn't do anything that was funny. And I mean, she's funny, obviously. I mean, but like that.
No,
was,
like, I watched like a best of like thing on her. It's annoying. It's annoying. Like her characters that she does. I'm not really into it. I'm sure it's fine, but here's what she is. It's not even that she's funny because she's not funny. She's talented. She's nailing what she's going for, but what she's going for is complete horseshit. You know.
Yeah,
like those characters. It's just I don't really like sketch just in general, and when like she's like over the top with the way she kind of like acts everything like with her body, and I'm just like, ugh.
I think stop. Like 90%.
I know you're acting.
Like
it's
90% of the people on that show right now, SNL, I think are like that, and I don't like that style. I feel like it's like really bad high school theater.
Yeah, that's it. It's way over the top.
It's that UCB mentality. Yeah, where we're applauding ourselves for being so funny.
Yeah,
but it's just like ugh.
Yeah, it's not making me laugh. It's driving me laugh. So she was in both these movies, and she was the common denominator in both movies. they gave her a fart scene. Not even like, look, here's the thing, right? A fart can be funny. I'm not an asshole. I'm not one of these fucking jerk-offs who's going, oh, you can't. Like, look, if you farted right now into the microphone, Tinkle, it would be balls out hilarious.
I can't force it because maybe it's shit, and that's not, shits are not funny.
No, but that would be funny. Trying to force a fart and shitting during a podcast in your pants, balls out hilarious. Come on. What are you going to do?
The only thing that would be funnier is if he shit UFC tickets.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. On the show, it would be funny because you did it by accident. If I wrote that into a movie, whether you're a guy or a girl, it wouldn't be funny. If I wrote you trying to fart and then you shit your pants, trying to recreate that and just writing it in a script is just fucking cheesy. There's nothing clever about it. There's nothing. Farts can be hilarious, dude. If I'm walking down the street with my chick and I'm like, oh, did you hear what Mike said? She's like, what? And I go, that's hilarious in the moment. But... In the movies, okay, what she does is...
I have a clip, I think.
You have clips? Yeah. All right, please, show it.
It's a hurt.
Thank you, Shannon, for being prepared.
He's just to prove it.
Oh, we don't hear anything, Shannon.
You don't hear it?
No.
No.
You know what? Usually we can't even get people...
All right, well, anyway. So, yeah, in this scene in the movie, she fucking farts. And then she's like, oh, it was actually from the front. So it's a pussy fart joke. And that's that. And then also...
That's gross, dude.
Kate McKinnon in the other movie, Christmas Office Party, they're in the middle of a board meeting, and she was like, oops, gotta let it rip. You know, something like that. And the whole thing is that, look, women fart too. Get it? Like, we're just like the dudes. But that's just really cheesy, lazy... It's not 1975. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be more substance to it. So I almost feel like when we're trying to put women... I think a lot of women are very funny. But when they're trying to hold on to this notion that women are as funny as men, it's like, why would you do the shittiest of the stuff that guys do that nobody respects?
Yeah, because we fart, and then we also make well-crafted jokes. Also,
It's true. Am I crazy here?
Dude, the best thing in South Park is when he kept me like... I swear to God, every time Amy Schumer talks about her vagina, I fucking lose it, man. Dude, when he's like crying, so great.
Yeah, it's great.
My vagina. I think chicks are funny.
Trying to think of a funny fart scene in a movie other than Blazing Saddles now.
Yeah, but what year did Blazing Saddles come out?
Exactly, it was the 70s. So it was the 70s. It was the first fart in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And I'm sure the scene doesn't hold up.
Depends on when you watch it.
It's
silly funny.
Fart scenes in movies aren't that funny because it's just like, whoa.
Let's see. It's not about men and women. I'm looking out for farts women.
In general.
If I was editing that movie, I'd be like, yeah, we're not going to do that. I was like, it's actually fucking setting women's comedy back.
You're all, oh, wait, is that the only thing you can do funny? Okay, we'll leave it in. Play the beans. This is not going to happen. Sound.
Yeah. So they're just.
It's more the amount. It's like it's just played for like how long it goes.
I get it. Yeah, and I understand how this was really funny in 1976.
Yeah, because nobody had ever. There was never a scene like that.
Yeah. But that's it. I once again, it doesn't really hold up. I mean, where the fuck we're at now? The shit that's out there. All right, thanks, Shannon.
No, because now you can see videos of people really farting in funny situations.
Yeah.
Like, that'll never be as funny as somebody farting on their girlfriend in a video.
100%. Every time. Or trying to light their fart and then, like, lighting their dick and ball hair on fire.
Oh, funny. But this, I guess, doesn't apply. The poof in Jackass when he puts the baby powder in his ass and farts in the sleeping guy's face.
Very funny.
Much funnier than a sound effect.
Yeah, it's just not... What are you going to do? You can't write... there's never going to be... You have to be so fucking clever to write a fart into a movie or a scene on a TV show. And women are just being fucking lazy with it. They're just being lazy with it. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for every woman. Shannon, I'm embarrassed for you.
I don't think so. I think they are trying their best, and that's all I can come up with.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
No, what I think it is, and it's another thing they're doing. They also did this in Office Christmas Party. It's lazy writing. It's not even just women. It's lazy writing. They do. Whoever's writing it, it's probably a man that's writing that scene. Who knows, right? But it's a lazy, easy, cheap laugh. They go, oh, a woman farting. It's like a baby cursing. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have a 2-year-old going, fuck you, like, It's just easy and cheesy and cheap.
That's funny.
And the first movie to do this, they're putting dude dicks in movies now. They're putting dicks in movies, mm-hmm. right? They'll just like throw a dick in like willy-nilly, yeah. and that it'll be a comedy. It'll be a rated R comedy, and then it's a dude's fucking dick is flopping around. The first one to do it was that island comedy with...
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. He just turned
around. But that was great for the scene,
though.
That was
great. The first fucking time they did it, it was out of nowhere because nobody had done that.
Was that before? Remember, Louie was naked on Lucky Louie.
Maybe.
He ran naked through...
This was the first... That was a really small budget show. Like, nobody really watched Lucky Louie. This... He turns around, dude, and his dick is just flopping. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's very funny in the moment. But now, whoever saw that scene said, oh, dude, dicks are funny. So an office party, like, literally out of nowhere, they're all, like, making copies of their asses and tits on, like, the fax machines and the copy machines. And then they go, 3D printer! And the guy puts his dick out, and they make a 3D printing of his dick. And it's just like, all right, I get it. There's a dick. We can see it. We saw a dick on camera. It's just terrible.
There was a...
Very uninspired.
A dick also in Popstar. Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen Popstar yet.
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny. There's like a scene where they're like, people are putting their hands in this window to try to get autographs, and he's like, and he thinks it's like a hand behind him, and a dude put his fucking cock, he slipped it through the opening of the window.
Yeah.
It's just a dick dangling over his shoulder, and he thinks it's so he like goes to grab it like it's a hand to high-five it.
Look, if there's something hilarious about it, it just can't be a dick. You can't just throw a fart in. You can't just throw a dick in. You have to do it in a clever way.
Yeah,
that's funny. If there's a dick and he goes to grab something, he grabs the dude's dick. And here's the thing. The actor, I remember in basketball when they started making out in the scene, there's nothing funny. If they weren't actually making out, that wouldn't have been funny, right? The fact that the actors committed, you took it. They're not faking this. These actors, just for the sake of being funny, went hard and made out with each other. That's what was so funny about the scene. Had it been a movie kiss where they weren't really kissing, nothing funny about it at all. A straight actor for a shitty fucking paycheck, having to grab a fucking other dude's dick on camera, where all of his family and friends had to come to the premiere of that movie and watch that. It's hilarious. That's very funny.
Yeah. Well, and also it's like a cheap way now for those like hard R. It's like as much as energy as people try to put to make some PG-13, now they're trying to go the other way and make it hard R, and that's like one easy way to do a hard R is you show a dick and there's no way you're gonna get a PG-13 at all. So it's like it's like lazy.
I just watch people what they laugh at. Like I've opened up for people over the years that have been horrible comedians, and I watch. Like the murder, and you just watch the crowd, and I go, oh wow, people just don't know. People don't know what's funny. Yeah. I talk about that a little bit on stage. I just talk about the audience. I was like, you guys don't know what a good comedian is. You have no idea. You just know what you're laughing at. And a bad comedian can make an audience member laugh. We know what good audience members are. You can tell when an audience gets it. You do something that's kind of subtle, like a kind of a subtle tag or a punchline, and then the audience laughs at it. You go, oh shit, this audience is fucking in tune with what's going on right now. They want to be here. They're looking for the subtlety in the jokes. Then you have fucking idiots where you go like, oh shit, they're not laughing at jokes. I have to do crowd. I have to talk about this guy and his dumb shirt to get all of his friends to laugh, to get the audience to be. It has to be about them. Those are shitty audiences.
But like, have you ever seen anyone fucking just kill so hard that you're like, am I retarded? Like, is this, like, am I the only person, because when I was, like, brand new at comedy, the
I don't want to name names, Bob Levy, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, the punchline, like, allowed me and, like, some of, like, the newer guys to, like, drop in and watch headliners as long as it wasn't a Friday or Saturday night.
Of course.
So, I was brand new, and, like, Carl Smith was in town, and, like, he was just doing, like, a Monday and Tuesday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go see, I just know that he was popular, and I have never seen anyone fucking kill
that hard.
Yeah. And people jumping up in the air, high-fiving each other. And I was in the back like, I don't understand any of this, dude.
Yeah. What's his name, man? He's a really nice guy. Murders, but just not my style of comics. The movie phone?
Oh, Pablo Francisco.
Pablo Francisco. Yeah, he annihilates. But it's like, we're just not really doing the same thing. It's like, literally, it's the difference between somebody playing drums or somebody playing the piano. It's like, you're playing two different instruments.
Yeah, that I can kind of understand, because when I was teaching that comedy thing to the high school kids, they really, really liked him. So I think, like, if I was a parent, like, he would be someone who I would be like, oh, yeah, you can watch this guy. All he does is make funny voices and shit like that.
Yeah. And like, he's a cool fucking dude, too. So I feel like I'm not shitting on him. It's just not fucking... Yeah. Yeah, he parties.
That's all we're going to say.
So...
Yeah, I heard it. I don't want to shit on the guy. I heard a story that the rule, like, clubs had an unwritten rule that don't pay him until the end of the weekend. Because if you pay him early, he's just not going to... He's going to
disappear?
He's going to get fucked up and disappear.
I'll actually tell you guys a story off air, but...
Sure.
A, like, friend of mine who just got married... A friend of mine who just got married, in open for him. It was, like, the worst case scenario. He, like...
In a world where Chris Tinkle's ass...
In a world. Little tortilla boy. One man.
In a world where Chris Tinkle needed some opening spots on a weekend in San Francisco. Yeah, so people just don't fucking know. People have no idea what's funny. Shannon, who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know if I have one favorite, but Brian Regan's one of my favorite comedians.
What'd I tell you?
I love Brian Regan.
Moron.
You don't think he's funny?
Nah, he's great. He's brilliant.
He's probably one of the best.
He's one of the best in the business.
Oh, yeah. Especially because he's completely clean.
Yeah.
That's fucking hard.
Well, there's another thing about clean comics.
Too, dude.
Brian Regan is similar to Nate Bargatze in the sense that you don't even realize that they're clean until somebody points it out. Like, you wouldn't even... I mean, we all know them as being notoriously clean comics, but the people that go see them don't go like, oh, I'm going to see this, you know, PG-friendly, you know. You don't even realize it, dude. You wouldn't go like, oh, Nate Bargatze's family-friendly, but then when you really go over his act with a fine-tooth comb, you could do... Anything that he does can be done in front of a 10-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. Literally anything. And there's nothing that's offensive, nothing that will bring it over the line. And this is why Nate Bargatze, whereas he may not be a household name, is just constantly on holding deals and development deals and making hundreds of thousands of dollars just to be himself, just to literally live. It's crazy to watch Nate's career. It's crazy. Like, literally, he's like, yeah, I just sold another thing. He's like, that's probably not going to get made. But, you know, it's fine. I'm flying to Tahiti next week with the family.
You can make a living
I just bought another house. What is happening? He told me the amount of money that he makes just off of SiriusXM and those Sound Exchange things, those deals on, like, Pandora. Because he's clean and has, 2 hours of clean material throughout those things, he makes more money than any of us are going to make in the next few years off of comedy. Off of just that one channel. It's pretty crazy. So if you're a young comic and you want to make a lot of money, and you can naturally be... Nate doesn't try to be clean. He doesn't think dirty.
If it's your natural instincts to be like that, Nate,
do a dirty joke of, man, suck my dick.
You know what the problem with niggers is? They're just a notch below faggots. Anyway, I'll be on Fallon next week.
There is something...
Sayings the N-words.
There's something about when a clean comic curses that is uproariously fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I love John Panette. And John Panette's you don't like Panette?
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
I can't say anything bad about him.
No, I know. I like it. I love...
We don't shit on the dead. So one golden rule of the Real S podcast. Mm-hmm. We don't shit on the dead. We celebrate the accomplishments.
That's fair.
Really? Jack Nicholson? I don't even... Who the fuck watches golf?
No, but he's alive.
Wait, Jack someone Nicholson? Died, though. Wait, no, Jack Nicholson, the golfer.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, we did.
I've changed my views.
No, we talked about Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Right? Yeah, but you know what?
You did a very insincere...
Fuck his golf. I enjoyed the iced tea and lemonade mixture.
Okay, all right. At least he had one thing.
Yeah, he had something
he brought to the world.
So, jumping at what were you saying?
He's got a great... Like, so it's a clean album, and towards the end of it, he drops an F-bomb, and it's just... Fuck, it makes it so big.
It's how you use it. Once again, it's the dick being dropped in the movie or the fucking chick farting. It's how you use it. I'm not saying you can't write a chick farting into a movie, but chick or dude, it's such a transparently cheap trick. Mm-hmm. Shannon, I don't know why you're not playing cheap trick right now, but that'd be perfect. Shannon, listen for things like that, Shannon. In a moment, I need cheap trick to be playing.
Play the flame right now.
I'm good.
That... half queer song,
but it's just a cheap little fucking trick, you know. I mean, we all know the little shit you can do. It's like when you're working in a club, you know the cheap things you can do to get a quick pop. You know, I know every single time.
Awesome.
It's a cheap pop for me. If you ever see me do this, is because I'm searching for something. It's just a cheap quick pop. I'll go no matter what the question is. Wait, what's your favorite color?
Hold on,
blue.
I go, get the fuck out of here. And they go, they go, no, really, get the fuck out of here. My favorite color is blue. You need to leave right now. Cheap trick works every time for me during crowd work. If you ever see me doing it, I'm either bombing or I'm searching for something else to go to.
You know what I like to do? I like to put the microphone stand in front of me, and I go, hold on. I want to move this so you guys can see me better. And then I move the mic stand because I'm bigger than the mic stand. That's good.
Cheap trick.
This is a good song.
This is Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Interesting. No idea. I had no idea what Cheap Trick even was.
Have you guys heard that story about Brian Regan told on this podcast?
Keep it on, Shannon.
Where, like, he was advertising.
Use your instincts. It just feels good right now. We just injected it some. Yeah. It feels like a party in here now. It Shannon's does. Like, you know what? Too much fun. Shannon's the mean fucking stepmom upstairs, being like, stop having
Listen,
fun Chip downstairs.
Frank talking about clean Christian comedy.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Stop having fun downstairs, you little bitches. Mom's trying to fucking do her nails. Shut up, Mom. The fuck up, Mom. We're having a good time down here. You're not my real mom anyway. Fuck you,
yeah,
you
why
bitch.
Yeah, why don't you go back to your drugs, Mom?
Suck
sorry.
My fucking yeah. dick, you fat whore.
Why don't you do another ace bomb?
Anyway. Sorry, I really get brought back to my childhood sometimes on the show.
It's all right. I can't follow that. You just fucking had a psychotic freak out, dude.
Can you please give me some movies?
I was going to say that. What?
Please give me some movies.
Give me my fucking USB thing
I don't
back.
Have it, dude.
All right, well, then I'm not going to give you another one.
What movies do you have right now?
A bunch.
Really, give me
really good ones.
Give me three.
Really good ones.
Give me three. Like names. Do you have a rival?
Everything coming out. No. No, because it's still in theaters.
Take a look. They're not coming to get you.
I'm not saying anything.
There's not that many people that listen to the show. They're not coming for you.
I don't
you.
Have the rival.
The rival is phenomenal.
I enjoyed it. If you want to cry, if you want to fucking cry, Arrival it is. The Arrival of Tears. Sorry, Shannon, I can turn it off.
Have you seen...
Party's over, babe.
Everest? Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Why am I hearing something in my headphones?
Have you seen Everest? Have you guys seen Everest?
No. Was it good?
It's great, dude. It's great, and it's also, like, that was a fucking... I didn't realize that was, like, a true story and how horrific it was, dude.
Is that the one where they eat each other?
No, that's Alive. That was, like, the soccer team over the Andes.
Yeah,
this
that's
was,
a better movie.
This was, like, Everest where, like...
Fuck Everest.
All right.
That movie is the one. You can't.
You're such a meathead. I can't even argue with you because you're such a... You just stop all arguments by going, no, don't like it.
What is that?
Done.
What's the Rotten Tomato score like, for Everest and the Rotten Tomato score for Alive? I bet you Alive has got a better Rotten Tomato score.
I don't think so,
they
dude.
Eat each other, dude.
Dude, when Lewis just flew to L.A., he was eyeing who he was going to eat on the plane.
Oh, and dude, you're going to... You would go around to the...
You don't want to go for a fat person. You want to go for a muscly person with dude. A decent amount of fat. I'm a perfect meal.
You would be first class.
I'm a perfect meal.
Everyone in first class would eat you first.
Can I tell you why? Because I have a lot of muscle, mm-hmm. but I also have a lot of fat. So yeah. my muscle is just soaked with those flavors. Okay? Delicious
Marble
flavors.
Marble fat on top of muscle.
Yes, perfect. Exactly.
Yeah.
Tinkle, you're muscly. You'd be a good piece of fucking meat.
Yes.
You no. would taste like hot garbage.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
You would be like, Tinkle's like, you know, on The Simpsons where
it
they said
like
if,
a hamster.
If you yeah. cut the fish the wrong way, you could die by eating yeah. it. If you cut Zach just the wrong way, just a millimeter off, you'll fucking be poisoned. Do not eat Zach. It's not worth it.
Okay, so the
human
the
blowfish.
Rotten Tomato score for Alive was 70%.
70 is good.
Everest, 73.
That's a tie. That's a statistical...
No, clearly not a tie.
No. It's what do they say? Statistical...
All right, listen.
Anomaly?
Everest won the popular vote.
Yeah.
But the Electoral College of Filmmaking thinks Alive is better.
Okay, so Alive wins.
Oh, I'll be, actually, that's better. Hold on. Time out. What did the critics say? Because I don't go by fucking... Fans don't know. Fans don't know about
that
lighting.
That is a critic website, you dipshit.
No, they do both. They do the tomato meter...
No.
And then so, the tomato meter.
No, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The tomato meter.
So they do like, so they do actual critics.
Stop removing me!
They do actual critics, and then they do dipshit bloggers who are just trying like to.
I want to know, what is the,
that
forget
is
the audience
critic.
Score, I want the.
That is the critics.
The tomato meter.
The audience is on the right, you dipshit.
Okay. Well, you know, fuck the tomato meter. What does the audience say?
Okay, what I have here is the critics' consensus. Everest boasts all the dizzying cinematography a person could hope to get out of a movie about mountain climbers, even if it's content to tread less challenging narrative terrain.
It's so sad, dude.
Do they have to eat each other?
I was sobbing.
Do they have to eat each other?
No, because a lot of them fucking die and they don't have time to eat each other.
I don't know if I feel bad, though, because didn't they put themselves in that situation?
Like mountain climbing? Like idiot jerk-offs?
No. No, Zach. There was the cure to cancer on top of the mountain. They were racing to go get it. Yeah, no. It's all no. That's what's cool. It's like they put themselves there, so you don't feel bad for them, but you feel bad for like.
No, I don't feel bad for them at all.
You know how
I feel bad for their families because they
nope.
were selfish.
I they're part of an idiotic bloodline.
You have a thing inside of you that makes
I don't
you
feel
do
bad
comedy,
for.
Right?
I feel like the whole family should be wiped out.
Well, you have a thing inside of you that makes you want to do comedy and you want to headline Applebee's or whatever you're doing, and these people want to climb a mountain.
The audience score for both was 68%.
Very close. Oof, it's a battle.
I know.
It's a battle. They don't eat each other, though.
No, they don't eat
each other.
I feel
like it's the same movie, except in one movie they eat each other. If you're just describing, all right, like, look.
Holy shit, one of the plane crashed with a soccer team.
Take the movies.
Doesn't have ropes and grappling equipment.
Take the movies out of it, okay? Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman, right? Let's say you have Pretty Woman, the plot. Hooker meets a rich guy. They fall in love. She fucking quits.
It's like Pretty Woman.
Imagine at the end of it, Julia Roberts eats Richard Gere.
Much
is it,
better movie.
Is it not a better movie inherently?
In your world, Monster with Charlize Theron.
I would have been
fine
if Jason Alexander had just raped her. And that was the end. Just credits.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting raped by George Costanza in the credits play.
Ooh.
Pretty Woman. Walking down the street.
The accused Pretty Woman. There you go.
Fuck.
He rapes her, then leaves his hat at her house so he can come back.
George Costanza rapes her.
He apologizes for... shrinkage. Fuck.
He doesn't actually get it in, though. He tries. When Richard Gere comes in and saves her. Yeah, so I think you put fucking cannibalism in almost any movie, it makes it better. Give me another movie. Fucking Little Rascals.
Little Cannibals. Much better movie.
They just all eat each other. These little kids just eat each other. From the inside out. You know, the fucking... They eat the black kid first because he tastes like barbecue.
Yeah, but then there'll be a fucking... everyone will be uptight about how they ate the black kid first, and there'll be a fucking
They eat the
whole
black kid before
the
dog.
Everyone will be upset about it.
Yeah, but this is set in the fucking 30s, right? Is that one Little Rascal?
Yeah, but
they're obviously
be upset
eating
about
the black
it.
Kid. Actually, I don't know if they would. Would they eat black people back then? They would think it's like fucking... The same way we look at you. We like poisonous meat. It's like dark meat. Nobody goes for the leg on Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, they do.
For the breast.
Yeah, but after...
You'll go for the leg if you're walking around a fucking carnival.
Yeah, but after you have a couple pieces of like the dry meat... You want some of that dark shit.
Yeah.
And that's probably how you... I mean, first you have a bite of fucking Spanky, and then you see Alfalfa be, like, making his eyes all big with his, you know, huge hair, and then you're like, I'm going to buy this little black dude.
I think that's a great theory. It's a great theory.
Would you eat Alfalfa first?
Cannibalism. Throw it into any movie.
Office Christmas Party. Would it have been better with cannibalism?
Oh, my God. Would it have been better? Would it have been better? TJ Miller just fucking eats Jennifer Aniston's old ass. She does not look good, dude. She got surgery now.
On her face?
Yeah. She, like, it's all, like, plasticky. Her fucking nose looks like a fucking, like, a battle fucking guard. Thanks, Shannon.
Oh, so is Jennifer Aniston having growing pains?
I support it. I support it.
I support that 100%.
I don't. Shannon, don't
hey,
you ever
fuck cricket. You and those crickets.
Hold on, those crickets were applauding and laughing.
Oh, well,
you don't know what the sounds that crickets are making.
That's actually really
that's
funny.
That cricket for that guy's hilarious.
Write it down, it's gonna be in my act.
That's actually really funny. Oh yeah, that's how crickets laugh. So
they were chanting
know.
One more joke.
Yeah. Are you a cricket? Get out of here. No, seriously, get the fuck out of here, cricket.
Show me that smile again. Real quick, guys, I wanted to just talk about a new sponsor on the show, which I'm very excited about, Cannabis.net, which, by the way, those guys were the ones who sponsored the Gas Digital Holiday Party as well.
And God, were they good to us.
Yeah, they were. Dude, so, first of all, love those guys. The actual guys who work over there are super cool, and they've been nothing but supportive on the network. But the actual service is really cool. Basically, it's an app. Right now, it's available in the Google Play Store. It's coming soon to the iTunes Store. And it's also got like an actual website, cannabis.net. And you type in your location, or you put in your zip code or wherever city you're in, and they show you dispensaries, delivery services, lawyers, anything that's kind of weed or countercultural related in that area based off of your location. So you go to a new city, for example, you know, I'm going to be
Branson, Missouri.
Missouri, and you want to find a local dispensary or look up the local laws because the laws are constantly changing.
Like if you want to get high and go to the dinosaur museum.
Which, that's exactly what we would be doing.
Probably
going
to have to bring your own stuff, Branson.
Is it legal in Branson?
I doubt it.
I know. There's 26 states right now that marijuana is legal in some way, plus Washington, D.C. New York just legalized it medicinally. I think like 5 or 6 states just legalized it recreationally, including Massachusetts. So I'm doing gigs in Boston in the spring. When I go to Boston, now I can literally just type in the app. I'm in Boston. All of the dispensaries that have legal weed will pop up, and I can find the best place. They give you ratings, reviews, all that good stuff.
And then you can send those places to the people that you tweet for free weed.
Exactly. Guys, come. Go to
you
that place.
You guys can go there and bring me weed.
I would love free weed. That'd be amazing.
Or give me a ride there.
It's kind of funny you mentioned free weed, because Cannabis.net is also doing a special giveaway, free weed for a year.
That's fucking nuts.
If you sign up on the website.
What?
Yeah. Cannabis.net. Sign up on the website. They're picking a few people to win free weed for a year. Mention the Real Ass Podcast in your entry. You can either do a video or like a written entry. Yeah. And mention the Real Ass Podcast. Let them know that we sent you there. But overall, I mean, really cool app, really cool sponsor. Very happy to be working with those guys. I smoke a ton of pot, so it's super useful for me. You know, even if you don't, even if you're a casual smoker, I think it's really good to know the laws. If you want to stay within the limits of the laws and you don't want to be breaking the law, make sure you get this app. Or even if you're a big pothead like me too and you're looking for, you know, the best weed and the best delivery services, it's perfect.
It's like Grindr, but with weed.
Yeah, exactly.
And not dicks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They should do a Grindr / weed app, though, where the dude comes over and you get to bang him and you get to smoke weed with him.
Oh, Jesus.
And then go to the Dinosaur Museum? What? Are you kidding?
That's a Friday.
Cannabis.net. That's CANNABIS.net. On Facebook is Cannabis.net. And Twitter, it's @cannabis_net. Sign up for the free weed. Tell them we sent you. All right. Let's fucking... Can we
play Chris's game?
Can Chris have a game?
I don't know
if this show is going to be called Remembering Alan Thicken. We're not going to talk about him at all.
Well, we did have a game, but it's like, but we have to talk about the roast battle first, and then okay, that goes into the
real
game.
Quick. All right, last night, Zach Amico headlined Roastmasters at the Stand, and he defeated the Roast Battle Comedy Central champion, Mike Lawrence. An unbelievable battle. One of the, in my opinion, one of the best battles we've ever seen. Your best performance, in my opinion, and you knew you had to fucking bring it. Lawrence is a fucking monster of a joke writer. He really is. And he's also he's a fucking really good dude. I'm sad, man. Mike Lawrence is actually moving out to LA, and he's a fucking good dude, man. If you're out in LA and you see Mike Lawrence on a show, go up to him, say what's up, tell him fucking Realize Podcast and the Skank sent you. And he's legitimate. He's a weird fucking dude. And it's I feel like me and Mike Lawrence are like very unlikely friends, because I'm like this fucking meathead MMA fan and he's this like comic book nerd. But he's been nothing but supportive to me and fucking really, I mean, literally for years now. So I.
It was nice to meet at my very first open mic night.
Yeah.
At the H-Shop.
Really, just a really appreciates good comedy, appreciates the underdog story. I really love that guy. And he's moving out to LA. So he's officially leaving the Roastmasters. I'm still going to be booking it, I'm still going to be hosting it. But as his goodbye show, he wanted to actually battle you. You challenged Mike Lawrence
a year ago.
Yeah, right after they started doing the Roastmasters at the Stand, and he said no initially. He's like, oh, Zach's got to get some wins. You fucking put together 8 wins, and you guys had a fucking great battle last night. But yeah, it was phenomenal, man, and I'm really proud of you, dude. And Jeff Ross showed up last night. I believe you all but solidified yourself in that tournament. I mean, it's impossible. If they don't put you in that tournament, I will fucking lose my mind. That's crazy. So, yeah, good for you, man. Really, congratulations on that.
Thank you, buddy.
But in honor of Mike Lawrence, I think Chris Tinkle...
Yes.
Created a game.
We have a game called Asshole or Asperger's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name off famous people, and we're going to guess if they are just an asshole or
it's
they're
It's an interesting
Asperger's.
Point that you bring that up, because that is the thing.
Oh, because I thought Mike Lawrence was an asshole. No, I mean, the whole reason why I'm doing this is that I thought he was an asshole.
Turns out he has Asperger's. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
He can also be
We're
asshole.
All a little Asperger-y, yeah. or you know, on the spectrum in our own way, right? And we're all kind of assholes. And all that is social awkwardness. Remember we did a story on the Real Ass Podcast not that long ago? The guy put a sign in his window that said, may I have a coffee? And the coffee was $2. May I please have a coffee? Then the coffee was $1.49. And then the nicer the person asked, the cheaper the coffee got. That was like his thing to be nice or whatever. But somebody wrote a response to it being like, all right, dude, it's like, what if you got fucking... some sort of like social disorder or like Asperger's, or you're on the spectrum and you can't make eye contact with people, or just even having a conversation with somebody is something that is like debilitating to you. So you're literally telling these people who have an actual affliction that you're going to charge them more money, which is kind of crazy. So you're right. I think people that have like I walk in, I forget people's names easily, and like I just have issues around people that I don't know that well. So I'll literally just kind of make a beeline toward the back of a comedy club, and I don't say hi to people a lot of the time when I walk in. And people think I'm an asshole because I'm ignoring them. I just don't like the weird, awkward, fake conversations that I have to have.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, how come when I do that and I walk in with headphones and I just focus on my set, you call me an
asshole? Because you're extreme. It's another extreme, Tinkle. You gotta
I just have in headphones.
You gotta fucking nip it in the butt. No. Okay.
Why can't I listen to the 8 Mile soundtrack and get ready for my set? I don't understand.
What is that? Oh, I think it's my computer. I think when I'm listening to this show, as it's happening on my computer, that was that fucking noise.
Wow. Here's what Tinkle does, okay? Tinkle would come to a UFC fight at Big J's apartment where there's...
Okay, go ahead, because this is not accurate, but go ahead.
It's not. It's 100% accurate. Tinkle comes to a UFC fight at Jay's apartment. There's 15 people hanging yes. out, including Bill Burr.
No, no, he was not there.
Oh, it was a different time?
This was like the B-minus party.
Okay, all right. So it was
you were like the most famous person there. So
it wasn't a good party. It doesn't even matter, but it was still like 15 people.
Yes.
Tinkle comes in, sits down, puts headphones on, pulls out a notebook, starts writing literally in the middle of a party underneath the like a TV alcove. Like he's a fucking retarded person, like the people under the stairs. That's how he was acting.
I was the people under the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
he was sitting under a fucking counter.
Inaccurate. I pulled out my notebook because I had an idea. So I pulled out my headphones because the Suicide Squad trailer that someone fucking bootlegged at Comic-Con just came out. And I just saw it and I was like, ooh. And I fucking put it in. So my headphones were in for like 2 minutes, which is some nerdy shit. But I was not listening to, like, a whole... And as soon as it was done, someone was like, what are you doing, fucking nerd? And I was like, oh, I watched the Suicide Squad. And I started trying to explain it. No one gave a fuck. And I pulled my headphones, and that was it. Like, kind of like right now. This is exactly what happened right now. I'm going to put it in my headphones.
He started telling the story, and I was like, all right, let's move on.
You brought it up.
Alan Thicke.
That was not... Yeah, that was not what happened. Show me
that smile. So, Alan Thicke...
How did that girl... Wait, hold on. Are we going to play the game?
Oh, yeah, the game.
All right, this is a call.
Asshole or Asperger's?
Asshole or Asperger's.
Can you guys eat a cupcake? Because I'm going to eat another one, and then it's going to be a problem.
Number one.
I will when we're done.
Ooh, this is a good one. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, asshole or Asperger's? I've never seen the way he acts at all.
I'm going to say asshole.
I'm going to say asshole as well.
Asperger's.
Asperger's, Bill Gates.
Kanye West, asshole or Asperger's?
Asshole.
Asshole.
Asshole. Yeah, yes. That is correct.
There we go.
Abraham
Black
Lincoln.
People do not get Asperger's.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, Asperger's.
Asperger's, yes.
Who thinks he's an asshole?
Who?
Abraham Lincoln. Slave owners?
Yeah, white people in the South can't stand him. They really don't like him. They have to do a lot of work now by themselves.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable. Tim Burton.
Oh, Asperger's.
I don't like the way you said Burton.
Burton.
Tim Burton. It's a burden on me. Tim Burton, he definitely has Asperger's.
Asperger's, that is correct.
Anybody who's an animator, I would assume, has Asperger's.
Yeah.
To sit by yourself that long.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke?
Yeah.
Asshole.
No, he's dead.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Asshole,
that is correct.
Yeah.
Let's see, last one. Let's go. Dan Aykroyd.
Asperger's.
Here's the thing. This is not like, these are not people that are notoriously assholes. So yeah, anytime it's just like a nice guy.
He just likes to sell his vodka and talk about aliens.
Yeah, that's not an asshole.
You can totally tell he's like Asperger's though.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a lot, there's a very thin line. I don't know what to tell you.
Alright, do we want to celebrate the life? I don't even care about Alan Thicke.
Well, I
literally just watched him 2 nights ago in Fuller House, and I didn't know who he was, so.
Yeah. I actually have a question. How did that girl that was Kirk Cameron's sister on the show, how does she look now? I'm just curious. It just popped in my head.
Yeah. All the
I thought
80s and 90s people that you jerked off to?
I thought Growing Pains was the show with Boner, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't?
Why aren't we at a time when we could have
It was.
It was the show with
Boner? Positive, yes.
No, it wasn't.
Positive.
No, no.
Positive.
Boner was step on Charles in Charge, I think.
No. Charles in Charge was not
It was
Boner.
Growing Pains.
Charles in Charge of our day. All right, I'd fuck her.
No, that's the younger one.
She still looks like that girl though.
They had
she had a shitty
middle
chin.
Sister. She was under Kirk Cameron.
That one chick had a shitty chin though.
Yeah, I mean she's been in a bunch of movies and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. She's falling apart.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, she was cute back then though.
Good. Yeah, look at her back then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she looked like she could be like the girl from Showgirls from Saved by the Bell hot.
Oh, Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, now she's
still hot.
Yeah, she's still super hot.
This bitch is just fucking...
Just some old lady.
Just some fucking old bitch.
It's so weird how...
For
fucking
cortisone cream at a fucking... Dwayne Reed, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, the girl from Charles in Charge, Nicole Eggert. I used to fucking love that chick, dude.
Wait, show was Boner on?
She was on Growing Pains.
No.
I'm positive.
Was Boner on Growing Pains?
I bet you.
No, it wasn't.
You'll never pay me that he was on Growing Pains.
Tinkle, maybe you don't realize that I pay you for this podcast now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about.
I'm your boss. Maybe you should have a little respect for me.
Yeah, he was on Growing Pains, and he's actually dead.
Yeah, no, Boner's
he
dead.
He hung himself.
Yeah, he hung himself
in 2010.
Yeah, he's Chekhov's son. Chekhov from Star Trek. He hung him. They found him. It was like a live news report where they were looking for him.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they hung himself.
Oh yeah, because
what would Boner is your high point in life?
He was a very good Joker.
Who do you?
He was the Joker. There's a movie called Batman Dead End. It's Batman versus Alien versus Predator.
What?
It's like a short film.
Fuck.
And
pull this up. Pull this.
He's the Joker in it. It's really. It's like a.
I want to see Boner as the Joker.
He's pretty good. And then the Alien and Predator in it are like sick.
Yeah. There's a. How do they do this? So it was just like a fan made film that.
It was people that do special effects and fight choreography.
I see that a lot. You'll see like the Hulk versus Superman. Like mm-hmm. there's like a battle between them. There's basically, some like good animator made.
It's a calling call. It's basically like. A business card. Like, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let me see. Yeah, he's terrifying as a joke. Is this just a picture, Shannon?
Wow, this is good.
Let's see him act. We have a fuck. It's a video show now, Shannon.
He has brass knuckles.
Yeah, he's really good. I like him a lot as it.
Yeah. I like that. I don't mind that. You know? I showed my son that. Like, the Hulk versus Superman. Like, it's just awesome, like, CGI battle that, like, some awesome animators did.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He loves the Hulk. Let's see. Is this the trailer, Shannon?
I mean, it's a little old, so it looks a little dated. I think it's from like the 90s, maybe. Yeah. No, like early 2000s. But he's a good Joker.
Welcome! So glad you can make it to opening night. Tonight, we proudly present
Boner.
Yeah, I was gonna say someone's in the crowd like, isn't that Boner? Fuck you, Boner. Boner.
Yo, I just wish we were at a time where you could be named Boner, like on TV, like a regular normal TV show.
You can, but then they.
It's the last scene of the final act.
All right. They lost me.
I'm not sure if this is the same one that I'm thinking of.
No, that's definitely Boner.
That was the slowest sandbag drop I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, Alien and Predator show up, and it's sick. And they look really good.
Sure, it's badass when Alien and Predator show up.
It's pretty badass.
Boner, he's dead. I almost feel like we should remember Boner instead of remembering Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke is cool because his son's cool, because his son brought us titties back in... music videos.
Somebody else said that to me. They were like, we wouldn't have Emily Ratajkowski's.
That's very true.
Tits, which are nice tits. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And it's not a bad song.
Shit. I can't stop my shoulders.
Here's my problem. This is a man named Robin. I can't respect a man named Robin.
That's why he had to overcompensate by bringing a bunch of titties in his first video.
But here's the thing. This chick's a model, right? And she's willing to show her titties in this video, right? And I just feel like we could have probably gotten this chick to show her tits in something else. We didn't need this song.
So let her do it.
And to be honest, she's hot, but she's not that hot.
Oh, you're fucking retarded, dude. Well, that's actually my perfect kind of chick, dude. The face and the butt. Like, that's actually...
No, she's out of control. She's like, no. She's fucking smoking.
Oh, you're fucking retarded, dude. She's so hot. Shannon, hypothetically speaking, if you were into bumping donuts with girls, do you find her attractive, or is she not fucking a giant buff chick?
I don't even know if Shannon fucks chicks. Shannon, are you lesbian at all?
No.
Nothing in you?
Shannon's like, you know who's hot?
Not even a finger?
No, nothing.
You know who's hot? Is that chick from American Gladiators Jazz?
Would you suck like suck on her bottom lip?
No.
You would never kiss her?
You would just bite her bottom lip a little bit.
No.
For a story.
Hold on. What if The Rock asked you to?
Ooh.
No.
Oh. Time out, Shannon.
The Rock
says,
The Rock wants to see you les out, and then The Rock's going to fuck you. You tell me. You bullshit, you wouldn't do it.
Okay, wait. So if I suck on a girl's bottom lip, then I have sex with The Rock?
Yep.
Okay, done.
You got to eat her pussy.
No.
Bullshit.
You wouldn't eat her pussy to fuck The Rock?
I don't think so.
Five licks.
The Rock.
Right, yeah, you got to treat it like a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
You go, one, two. Yeah. You bite the clit off.
What if? So this is I'm the Rock. The Rock says the only way The Rock's gonna fuck you is if you're eating another.
That's not how
pussy.
He would say it.
Yeah,
he would say the only way The Rock. Will
the only way The Rock is gonna fuck that pussy is if you eat that girl.
Shit, The Rock wants to know one thing. Shannon, are you into eating pussy?
It doesn't matter if you're into eating pussy.
Actually, he was
now eat that pussy, you dirty whore. He just shoved your face into it.
He's all, hey, Sharon, my name's Shannon. It doesn't matter. That's, dude, he ruined Billy Gunn's, like, when that one sketch on Raw, dude, when he fucking ruined Billy Gunn, like, that was it, dude. He literally ruined one dude's career because he roasted him so bad. It's one of the greatest things.
The fucking man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I just rewatched. Have you ever seen when he did the sliding people's elbow?
No. Oh, with his fucking dress shoes? Yeah, dude. He was wearing dress shoes in the ring.
Yeah.
Dude, we should pull it up, dude.
Pull it up. I love
it. It's like... It's
bad. Look, dude, he transcends everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything that he does is
he's a once-in-a-lifetime person.
You're not going to get anybody like that. And it's actually the power of Vince McMahon, because what Vince McMahon does is, and he does it every decade or so, is he creates a superhero. Mm-hmm. He creates a larger-than-life Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior. There's these fucking epic fucking... The Undertaker that... are bigger than life, that are like, I mean, literally, the only way you can describe it is like a superhero. You know, you feel like they have superpowers.
Even people that don't know wrestling, they know who the fuck The Undertaker
is.
Yes,
they do. Yeah. Hulk Hogan, dude, another level, superhero, this huge 6'5" behemoth of a man, dude. It was crazy. If you look at what Vince McMahon can do, so they make these, this stupid, dude. Most people go, yeah, pro wrestling is stupid. Most people. Right, you ask 100 people, 90% of them are going to go, it's fucking dumb, whatever, nobody likes pro wrestling. But everybody loves the fucking Rock. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody would fucking stand in line for an hour to meet him and shake his hand. Every girl would suck his cock. Every guy wants to fucking piggyback on his back and say, Rock, take me where you want to take me, baby. I just want to be friends with you.
I just want to be friends.
What?
Yes. I just want to piggyback on the Rock.
Everyone wants the Rock to die in a plane crash so you can eat his ass. It's all muscly.
That would be great. The Rock would taste delicious.
Fat. Yeah.
Chocolate. Probably like coconut oil.
Sliding people's elbow.
Well,
Sliding people's elbow.
When the guy who was in charge of talent, Jim Ross, said he first met the Rock at some diner or something, and he said, like, I didn't know who this dude was, but all I knew is that whenever anyone walked in or they were walking out, everyone, like, was, like, watching him.
Yeah.
Because he's that kind of presence. He was nobody then. He was a failed...
He's also the perfect combination of black and Samoan. He got both, like, the best parts of both those things.
Yeah.
He's like a science experiment.
The dick and thighs.
Here we go. That's so great.
Don't tell me. I think we're...
So bad.
Yeah,
so great.
The people's sunglasses. It's the most...
The people's sunglasses.
It's sports entertainment today.
Oh, he slid. That was pretty badass.
So badass.
That's pretty badass.
That could have gone bad, dude.
No, that was great.
And looked like a moron.
He's a fucking athlete. What are you going to do?
He's amazing.
He's great. Gotta love him. Gotta love The Rock. Alan Thicke was no Rock.
No, he certainly wasn't.
What did Alan Thicke do besides Growing Pains? Anything?
He was huge in Canada.
He was on How I Met Your Mother as himself. He's I just like, watched him in Fuller House and didn't know who he
nothing,
was.
Nothing.
He hosted a bunch of shows, too.
Like, nothing.
Don't be an asshole.
Stop being an asshole. It's nothing.
He's not even... He's still warm right now.
Hold on. I'm celebrating his accomplishments. There's one.
I'm celebrating his accomplishment.
Yeah.
Singular.
He was on Married with Children. I remember that.
For what, though? Like, one episode?
I think three
guest
episodes.
Star? Like, some like shit? What, Shannon? What are you trying to fucking do over there? I see you twitching.
No, I'm just... This is a list of... On his IMDb.
Go ahead. I want to see him. What are they?
He was on a bunch of episodes of Facts of Life.
Garbage.
Different Strokes.
Fucking garbage.
A TV show called Hello Larry.
Never even heard of
hilarious.
It.
Hilarious.
A TV show called
Hello Hilarious.
Oh, this he was a music coordinator for Stumpers.
That was awesome job.
And
great.
These are hold on.
He's a failure.
Oh yeah, Fuller House.
What was his net worth upon his death?
Oh, dude, so much money.
Nope.
I guarantee you.
In the poorhouse.
I guarantee you.
If he was making money, he would have bought a new... What did he die of? Heart?
Heart attack.
He would have bought a new heart.
$40 million.
Nothing.
You're nothing. Retarded.
Not for that. I look at the net worth of fucking Al Bundy.
What's his
name?
Probably
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill.
60. I'm gonna guess 60.
Ed O'Neill net worth. Look at this.
45.
Destroying it, crushing it.
Yeah.
All day.
He's really showing him.
Yeah. Garbage, Alan Thicke. Come to the table with $40 million.
But Al Bundy, though, he's like way more like talented than that, though. I think he's just one of those dudes who just likes to have his money and chill. I don't think he wants to like because he could be in a lot of shit.
El?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Ed O'Neill? Yeah.
So he has a show.
He's also a double black belt in
Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Badass.
Yeah, under like legitimate, like it's like one of the higher up older Gracies.
Like yeah, Helio, not like one of the third cousins and shit. One
he
of, like, tra- the real...
He trained and got his black belt under Helio, like some real deal, like you have to like drink the fucking blood of a Brazilian bat and fucking train for 3 months in the jungles.
Back before like UFC was even popular.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, Alan Thicke wasn't really doing shit, right? He was doing Fuller House.
One episode.
Which is a terrible show. One of the worst reboots of anything I've ever seen in
this
my entire
life. This is the
life.
Best obituary I've ever heard anyone.
Yeah.
You're such an asshole.
He puts the bitch
Alan
in obituary.
Thicke, he did nothing. Moving on.
Well, what do you want me to say here? Are we going to pretend? Are we going to pretend that this guy was doing stuff?
Jimmy Payne's was cool.
Eh.
It was fine. It wasn't even the show that
it
people
brought us
go
Kirk
to.
Cameron.
People enjoy the song.
He brought us Jesus, so I think it's good.
What the fuck else has Kirk Cameron
Dude,
done? What
Alan
else has
Thicke
that
brought
bitch
us
done?
Jesus
what
and
has
titties.
Anybody from Growing Pains done besides Growing Pains?
Kirk Cameron.
What has he done?
He saved Christmas last year.
He was a teen heartthrob. Dude, that's it, Christmas. Okay?
And now he's a Jesus freak who's fucking crazy.
Exactly, and he's not doing anything now.
He's making me laugh.
Nobody from that entire show. Give me the cast, Shannon.
The mom is still in shit. She's like in a Lifetime movie every other
You
Sunday.
Don't even know her name.
Judith Gold, motherfucker. Suck my dick.
Damn it.
The cast was Kirk Cameron.
Hold on. Slow down. Kirk Cameron.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nobody.
Yeah, fucking loser.
Alan Thicke. Tracy Gold.
Nope. And Tracy Gold, Tracy not Gold. Judith Ooh. Gold. Not Judy Gold, the giant lesbian Jew comic, you fucking idiot.
That's the sister name. All right, so what's the mom's... What's the...
Joanna Kearns.
That's it. That's her. That's her.
Oh, wow. You were way off. Oh, I'm so happy you were wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever, dude.
I can't believe you sucked his dick for that.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it Tracy Gold was the hot sister. She looks good there. And then Ashley Johnson is the little one, the tiny one.
Oh, that's right. And Kurt Cameron's girlfriend who they brought in, Chelsea Noble, was fucking hot.
Who's like the hottest?
Right there.
All right, so Leo's the only one that did anything. Leo's he's fucking it, right?
Ashley Johnson is in like all kinds of like small parts of movies.
Now. Leo is so successful that it doesn't matter that nobody else did anything. He carries the success of the show in one vessel. Yeah. That's okay. That's one of the most successful shows of our time because of what Leonardo DiCaprio did after the fact. Same thing with Brad Pitt. Wasn't he on a show when he was like a young kid? Facts of Life or something?
I have no idea.
Wasn't Brad Pitt as a young man? Did he come on like some show?
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
There's a bunch of heartthrobs that do that. Or like
George Clooney on Roseanne.
That's probably what I'm thinking. Yeah.
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 James Franco was on fucking
Freaks and
General
Kids.
Hospital for no reason for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So what's more successful? Did George Clooney... is George Clooney more famous than Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I think Leo's more famous. More famous now. He's got more big movies.
Net worth, Shannon. Net worth check. I judge everybody based off of two factors in life.
It's also hard for him, though, because he gives, like, so much money to charity and
doesn't
shit.
Doesn't matter.
So.
Doesn't matter, dude. That's your decision that you make.
I'm going to say $100 million.
I judge people based off of two factors in life, okay? Number one, their celebrity net worth.
Three things.
Celebrity net worth is number one, and they're both quantifiable. Number two.
I'm going to take a guess and say two is not the content of their character.
Not the content of their character. Okay. Definitely not.
Uh-huh.
Twitter followers.
Three, would you eat a piece of their ass if you got in plane wreck?
I would eat almost anybody. I actually want to taste human.
He's actually kind of like chubby when he's not filming a movie, so I don't think he'd be that edible.
Okay, so here's the thing. We should come up with a ratio.
Shannon?
Yes.
What is his worth?
I don't know if you guys wanted to guess or you just want me to tell
Hold on. Not yet. Hold on. Okay. Time me 1 second. Here's the thing. We should come up with a real ass ratio. A real ass equation.
Net worth to Twitter followers.
And something else, a third thing, and then that will determine how valuable you are to society. Net worth, Twitter followers. Is there any other variable? I mean, I really think that's all you need.
We're not doing algebra on this show. Suck a dick.
This is perfect.
This is making my brain twitch right now.
Tickle, I'm literally inventing a fucking foolproof system to figure out people's worth in life, and you're going to sit here and shit on it?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I just shit on Alan Thicke.
I mean, look, Alan Thicke's net worth was $40 million.
He is Canada.
His Twitter followers.
If you're from Canada, you love Alan Thicke.
33,500 Twitter followers. Very low. Very low.
He's an old man.
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about his worth in society.
All right.
So that doesn't really mean much to me. $40 million, garbage money, 33,500 Twitter followers.
Would a third thing be like most recent success? Like most recent big thing?
It needs to be quantifiable.
If like you keep going on this bit, you know that we're all going to have to kill ourselves, right?
Why?
Because our fucking worth is going to be...
We're not worth anything yet, Tinkle. I'm talking about the end of my life.
Don't say that about yourself. You're all right.
Yeah, this is 2 years from now, bro.
Yeah.
Listen to me. 33,500 Twitter followers. Okay. I think we should give them on a... We should add that number to their net worth. Mm-hmm. And that will give them their score, their rating. And...
I think it should be over. Like 40 million over...
Or maybe the Twitter followers over the money.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 33,500 over 40 million is Alan Thicke's worth.
Yes, his life worth.
His life worth.
Celebrity worth?
No, just you're not going to be a celebrity. It's your worth to society. Yeah. It's what you're worth to society. It's how people are perceiving you and how much they want to... Right? Let me explain this, okay? It's very Freudian. Mm-hmm. Okay? People do things for two reasons. To get laid and to feel great, right? And I think the amount of money and the amount of Twitter followers that you have, the amount of success and fame that you have, are perfect, like a perfect view as to how much of those things you're achieving, how great you are, and how much pussy you're getting. Because your fame and the amount of money you have is a direct correlation to the amount of pussy you're getting and how great you are.
Are you making those two things the same value, or are you making money more viable than followers on Twitter?
Because money's more about money. Money's the number one.
Okay. All right,
money's the number one.
I was just thinking there's some like YouTube like people that are like fucking super
or social media presence in general. Like it's the impressions, right? So like if you're not on Twitter but you have a million Instagram followers, I also feel like that counts. But there'll be in parentheses there'll be a little I. This is our own little language.
So what you're saying is that Boo, the cutest dog in the world, which you should look up right now, Boo the cutest dog, he has more value than Alan Thicke.
Maybe.
He actually does. He's fucking cute.
No, but I bet you his net worth is nowhere near that.
I don't. He has like.
Okay, so what is
Look
Leo's.
Look at this fucking dog. This fucking dog.
That dog is cute.
He's a fucking. Dude, all they. Dude, don't you just want to fucking. Look at him. All he is a Pomeranian who's shaved down. That's it.
It's cute. It's cute, Tinkle.
Pomeranian with a dope haircut.
So, what's the worth of. What's Leonardo DiCaprio's ratio?
Okay, so it's
I'm gonna pull up his Twitter.
You want the number?
Oh, I guarantee you.
I bet he doesn't have a Twitter.
I bet you.
No, he's got one.
Yeah, because with all like the work he does for the
Oh man, this guy's valuable.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
What's his? All right, so his Twitter followers is 16.
Oh, that's, I was gonna say 15 million.
0.8 million. 16.8 million over.
$217 million.
Most valuable man.
That's a fucking value. Now, hold on. Did we just put into perspective how little value Alan Thicke holds to the world? 33.5K over 40 million versus 16.8 million over 217 million. That's a valuable motherfucker. They were on the same show. When Leo started, this is another valuable fact to understand, okay? When Leo started in this race of life, okay? Do you know how much below Alan Thicke he was? He came in as a fucking guest star kid on that show.
Should it be times instead of over?
What?
Should it be multiplication instead of division?
I don't know.
Like, it's your worth times your Twitter followers as opposed to divided by? Because that way, that could, like, fuck up. If it's over...
This is a very easy ratio. We're acting like it's like, yeah, fine, we'll do times. That's the number.
We should have... Dude, is there anyone who listens to this show... Who's like a math person who's fucking smart that can help us do this?
No, definitely not.
No, because I mean, someone can actually make this like an actual awesome formula. Because we like, right now, it's, I mean, I can't.
We're just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Okay. Twitter is A, finance
all right,
is B.
So I'm going to tell you right now Leo's net worth if we're doing the multiplied by, okay?
Okay.
So it's 217, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Times.
Divided by age, it should be maybe
16 points. So it's 16,800,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Oof. That's the number. So this is his celebrity or his worth to the world. This is the number. Okay. Well, I don't even know what that is. He's so valuable that it broke my phone.
Oh, dude.
What is that?
That's 200.
Maybe at the end you should divide that. By 100,000. That way it's a number we can read.
What is 217 million? My calculator broke. This is the best thing we've ever done. We're figuring out how to find out how everyone in the world, what they're worth.
Hey, chat room.
Can I tell you why?
Hey,
can
chat room. I'm also bored.
Can I tell you why? Sorry. Can I tell you why? Because they just did their own fucking ratio. And they realize that their value is not breaking any calculators.
No, basically, right now is they are listening to a person do like a word problem on a piece. Like you're watching you try to figure out a math problem.
I got it. It
couldn't be any.
What is 217 million times 16.8 million? There we go. I don't understand what that is. 3.6456E plus 15. What does that mean?
It's probably trillion.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's trillion.
That's crazy. That's how valuable Leo is, all right, chat? Figure out that. Tell me how valuable he is. And what's Brad Pitt's net worth?
240 million.
Are we going to do this again?
No, I will figure out his other fucking, his Twitter followers,
just
though.
Just add them. Just add them.
No, adding is too difficult.
Just add. Oh, my God. Can we talk about titties or something?
Brad Pitt doesn't have a Twitter. And can I tell you something? When you're that famous and you don't have a Twitter, that's another level.
Yeah, that's worth $100 million.
That's worth way more than $100
million. Yeah, why does he need a
Twitter? That's another level. You understand, like, it's not like, he said, fuck Twitter. I'm more famous than Twitter.
I think, what's his name? Leo only has one because of his...
activism?
Yeah, because of his activism. Whew. Activision. Oh, yeah, I like the game, like Atari.
All right, let's guess the news real quick.
We should do some more math.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, here it is. Guess the News. So, apparently, President Donald Trump met with Kanye West. I have no idea why. Was anything said about this?
Other than that they met, I don't know.
Dude, I don't like either dude. I can give a shit about either of those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they met, though. That's kind of crazy. What other president is meeting with...
I guarantee you Kanye met Obama.
No.
Yeah, but before he went in...
Obama called him a jackass.
Yeah, he did call him a jackass.
Yeah, he didn't want him in his house.
And... Here's the thing. He came in like before he got into office. Like he was going to be discussing some fucking, like, we got to lay the foundation for fucking America for the next 8 years.
No, this is like him after he shit on Mexican people. This is like him ordering a fucking taco salad on, like, you know, to be an asshole. This is like him being like, I'm cool with black people. I have a black friend.
I think everything that Trump does is like a troll move. Like everything is just to get a reaction out of people and just to see what they can say.
It's all calculated.
Yeah, but I mean... Not calculated as much like
it's all calculated.
I don't know if it's any more calculated than I know people will be talking about me and I need to get myself constantly in people's minds, just constantly,
which is the same thing Kanye does.
Yeah, just do like little whatever it is, like just little fucking. I do it all the time. We have announcement day coming up in a week. I'm announcing announcement day. I love it.
Oh fuck, here we go again.
You know, realize dude of the week.
Remember when like
realize dudes of the week? Donald Trump, Kanye West, go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might think he's very rude. Real ass dude.
Kanye West, Donald Trump, they come together. Two great minds come together. And well,
what if it was like a meeting of supervillains and like Shkreli was up there?
I think it was, dude. Oh, no, he's cool. Huh?
Why do you hate them, Tinkle? Can I ask you why you hate them?
I don't like rap music, and I think whatever. I don't listen to a thing Kanye says. I think he's annoying. And I don't like people who tell you how great they are. Yeah. I don't like that shit, dude. That's why I don't like Conor McGregor. I don't like if something's good, then you'll figure it out yourself. You don't need people to fucking tell you. What's up?
I said hashtag the show.
Every fucking nickname. And Donald Trump is, you know, he's Donald Trump, dude.
I just think they're kind of funny.
Take away our healthcare.
Here's the thing. We're all watching a movie right now. We're all viewing a movie.
Yeah, but we live here, motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to affect
people in
you.
Canada are watching the movie. We're in the movie, dude.
No, you're not, though.
This is like,
you think you're really
4D.
In that movie? You think anything Donald Trump does or says is going to fucking affect Chris Tingle's life? No way.
Hey, my worth is .00625.
How great would it be if Donald Trump literally closed down the Punchline San Francisco? He just walks in and just fucking puts a lock on it. He's not going
to
do anything.
Then
I'm going
to go to the
life.
One in Sacramento, fuckface. Or cops.
It's just stupid. To be honest with you, as like as an observer, it just makes kind of watching life happen around you a little bit more interesting. You know? I'm not really at a place where I feel like it's going to do anything to my bottom line. The smoke has kind of cleared a little bit, too. I think everyone are kind of going like, all right, yeah, we got an idiot president. Kind of similarly to Bush. Bush was just kind of a moron. You know, you got to remember, like, the Bush years. Like, people kind of had that attitude. The liberals hated our president. Then we had Obama. Then the Republicans and the people on the right hated our president. It's just going back the other way. It's the same stupid fucking shit. It's all going to be the same people in power. It's just a pendulum swinging back and forth, back and forth. And
dude,
that's it. And
president
it keeps
is
us
a
all
fucking
intrigued.
Drunk uncle, dude.
Yeah.
Every time he talks, I, like, hold my breath. And I'm like, don't call them spicks.
Really? Every time he talks, I'm praying that he calls them spicks and N-words. That'd be great.
Yeah,
be great.
Dude, it'd be cool to have a whole
every time I talk on this show, I'm holding my breath so I don't say that.
I have a video of the meeting if you want to see it, then I have an answer of what they actually talked about.
Oh, good, Shannon. Let me see the video and let's see the actual answer. Thanks, Shannon. Do you want to chime in with any more negative comments from the chat?
Come in. Hold on.
Just friends, and he's a good man. Doing well. Long time. We've been friends for a long time. Life. We discussed it.
Money in 2020. Do you think that's something you still
want to do in life? Kanye,
are you considering performing at the inauguration
this
year? Kanye, no comment about your meeting with the President-elect. This is the President-elect of the United States. Nothing to say?
I just wanted to take a picture right now.
Do you wish
come here, you fucking gorilla. I will say that it gave him depths. I will say that he gave him depths.
He practiced that with his personal chef for fucking hours, I bet you.
Pretty fucking badass right there.
It was pretty natural.
He didn't
natural.
Shake his hand. He's like, yeah, what up, man?
We've been friends a long
Donald
time.
I think Donald Trump is now blacker than Obama.
What up, New Yorker?
That was so bad.
What was bad about it? I don't
We've
get it.
We've been friends a long time. Oh, it's have so you? Have you?
Dave had a great tweet the other day because I guess Trump was like, "We have too much money in the invested in the military." So it's so funny because like the liberals don't even fucking know what to do. It's like they don't even know how to deal with it because that was their message for a long time. They were anti-war. And then Hillary is this fucking
warmonger.
Yeah, warmonger, fucking war hawk. And they don't really even listen to the words or the message. They just hate for no reason. So it's like, no, everyone agrees that we shouldn't be fighting these fucking wars, but they can't even go, oh shit, Donald Trump's right about that. They can't even do that. And I don't even like Trump. I just like watching, the phoniness happen around us. And it's all, this is why the fucking finale of South Park was so great. I mean, just the message behind, like literally like the internet trolls kind of like imploding in on themselves. It's fucking, dude, it's phenomenal. So good. I don't have a problem with that.
What did they talk about, Jen?
Mimbo?
So Kanye eventually responded to people asking why they met and said they were discussing multicultural issues, bullying teachers, modernizing curriculums, and violence in Chicago.
Were they talking about how to like do all that stuff better? Or were they an anti-bullying stance?
The funny thing is, though, the meeting, it lasted literally a half an hour. So I don't know how they talked about all of that in that amount of time. And then also afterwards...
Well, it took Kanye that long to read those words.
And then Kanye tweeted hashtag 2024, meaning that he's stopping talking about running in 2020. He's going to let Trump do his thing, and then in 2024 he'll run.
I bet you Kanye legitimately tries to run, and I bet you he wins. It's a joke. It's a joke now, dude. It's just... We are watching television. The same people that are voting for American Idol. This is our culture. We've grown into it now. The same people who are voting for American Idol and watching The Real World and wanting to have a fucking a bird's eye view into people's lives are the same people that are now deciding who's running this country. This is what we wanted. It's what we fucking asked for.
Who? Who asked?
Everybody. For? Everybody. It's everyone's fucking fault. No. It's everybody's fucking fault.
No, I've only watched those shows in between breaks from jerking off.
Yeah.
Like, they're, that's not even must-see television.
This is, it's just, it's a thirst that we have for drama. It's a thirst that we have for, like, we were talking about it before, about, like, how there's not, like, if you fart in real life and shit yourself, how it's, like, funny, right? We have this thirst for this real-life fucking, like, thing, even if it's, like, watching a car crash, right? And I think Trump, he's the most real life we've seen. He's the drunk uncle. We go, oh, I can fucking relate to that guy. You know, we've been watching him on TV for years. He's been a staple in our lives. Like, dude, he was in Home Alone. He was in all these fucking movies when we were kids and TV shows. You know, it's funny. Like, this is who we are. This is what we ask for. Whether you voted for him or not, this is kind of the culture that we live in. And I'm loving watching it. I'm loving it. Let's go to the questions.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you know the deal. Real Ask Question segment. Morning of the show. I post on Facebook. If you need any advice or you want some insight into our world, just post a question on that post, and we will try to get to it. Justin Hooley wants to know, what age are you going to tell Santa or Baby James that Santa Claus isn't real? What year did you find out he wasn't real? Zachy?
First or second grade.
Yeah. How'd you find out?
My friend found his gifts in his parents' closet. And
that thing always like bugged me because I knew my mom got me presents too. Because my mom was a cheap cunt. So she couldn't give Santa all the credit. You know, she couldn't be like, oh, these are all from Santa. Like, no, Santa got me a few. And she's like, just so you know, motherfucker, I also spent what little money I had on you. So it'd be like, for mom. And then Santa Claus would give me a couple bullshit presents.
Your mom bought you presents from the money that she stole out of your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Very sweet of her.
Santa Claus was a cheap fuck in my mind as a kid. Growing up, I was like, all right, this guy, he's bringing me coloring books.
Yeah, he comes in, he eats fucking $8 in cookies and gives you a $4 gift.
I would rather call than a coloring book. Literally rather call than a coloring book.
He just gave him a brown crayons. Draw yourself, faggot.
What are some other...
A fucking box with only one crayon on the bottom, a brown one.
What are some other uses for coal? Because I feel like coal can also be a valuable
What other
gift?
Fucking trains.
Grind it up and do blackface.
Chicka chicka choo choo. Yeah.
What else can you use coal for?
We could do scenes from like Almost Died stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When did you find out there was no Santa Claus, Tinkle?
I think some asshole kid at school was like, you know... It was, I don't know, I was probably mouthing off to him. He was one of those, like, oh, there is no Santa. I'm like,
yeah. Tinkle was being the bully. He was like, yeah, Santa's not going to come to your house because you're a faggot.
Shit.
Around how old?
Probably eight, second grade.
Yeah, my sister told me. My sister just told me. I mean, I never really believed, though, to be honest with you. I never really believed in God. Never really believed in the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus. I never even, like, there's a little bit of me that believed in God and Santa Claus, right? Like, a little tiny bit. Like, I remember, like, I wouldn't jerk off on, like, Christmas or Easter because I thought God was watching me jerking off. To that point where I'd been masturbating already. So I was that old.
A brand new jerk off sock.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, like, I never really believed in Santa Claus, you know. Tooth Fairy, like, I just remember my uncle when I was, like, six. I put my tooth under the thing, and my uncle came in and put a fucking dollar under my... You know, nobody really cared. They were very lazy in my family with trying to, you know, give... Just the idea of magic and kind of giving kids their youths, that didn't really exist in my house.
I can't get over the fact that you didn't jack off on Christmas in honor of Jesus and Santa.
I don't want to offend Jesus.
I woke up early to jerk off on Christmas.
Yeah.
Before I open up my presents, I jerk off, open presents, and then go jerk off again.
Yeah. Show me that smile.
Dude, so as Shannon like hit that button, she couldn't have been frowning anymore.
Yeah. When will I tell James? I mean,
is he all like amped up on Santa now? Is he like?
Oh, he loves Santa. Oh,
he's like,
oh my god, fucking loves. That's how I discipline him now. What? Dress up as Santa Claus, beat the shit out of him.
There you go.
It really fucks him up. It's crazy. He's terrified.
Hit him with a giant bag of toys.
Just fucking. Whoa. Fucking Muay Thai knee.
Fucking.
That's how you fuck up a kid. Just fucking...
You rape him as
Santa Claus. You rape him as a fucking Easter bunny. Shove a carrot in his ass.
Buy him like a racetrack and then beat him with a track partner.
No, I discipline him by... I threaten to call Santa. From Halloween on, that's what I do. I threaten to call Santa. James, you want to... You didn't fucking scream again? You scream one more time, I'm going to call Santa Claus. No!
Louis is FaceTiming with Big J and James is like, no!
He's like, you don't have Santa's number.
No, please. He knows. There's a fucking app, too, where you can like, call Santa. You know? I was thinking about this. What's his name? Dean Edwards did the voice of Donkey in, like, the knockoff, like, mm-hmm. Toy Story movies, like the Christmas one and the Halloween one, where they couldn't get Eddie Murphy for it. They were going to pay him for it. But Dean Edwards. So I want to call Dean Edwards and see if he'll do the voice of Donkey for my son. But, James, you want to call Donkey?
My dad used to call Roger Rabbit for me. He had a friend that did Roger Rabbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to call Roger Rabbit call me when I was little.
You're like, put on Jessica. that's kind of who you look like, Shannon.
Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking goofy ears. yeah, I don't know if I'm going to tell James that Santa's not
just
real.
Just let some kid tell him.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Sit him down and have a fucking serious conversation with him. James, hold on. We got to really talk now. Just fucking shut up.
He's like, Dad, I'm already fucking. You're like, no, it's not about that. Yeah. Santa's not real. Santa's not real.
All right. Jeremy Christian wants to know if any of you guys were guaranteed $1 million a year for 5 years but could only perform and live in Branson, Missouri, would you take it? $1 million a year, 5 years. It's a good question.
Yeah.
You mean Tinkleland, USA?
Yeah. Would you? Yeah, Tinkle would go.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I would live in a fucking brand. No, because my fucking living girlfriend wouldn't go.
Yes, you would. A million a year?
Dude.
A million a year. She wouldn't go for $1 million a year.
No.
She wouldn't fucking do whatever the fuck she does from some office in fucking Branson, Missouri.
No.
What does she even do? I don't even know what she does.
She's a publicist for comedians that are like 6 to 8 levels higher than us.
Yeah.
She does, like, all their tour shit and gets them on stuff.
All right. So I wouldn't do it because I have too much going on here.
Yeah, I would do it because then I could just make movies.
Yeah. Well, you... Yeah, but I don't... I mean, look, a million... Here's the problem with that number. It's almost enough. It's just not enough.
Yeah, what the fuck's in Branson, though? Isn't there,
you
like...
Nothing. You get literally... Oh, that million a year, I mean, I would probably have to start a fucking comedy club.
Wait, is that where Yakov Smirnoff's one-man show is? Isn't that in Branson, Missouri?
Maybe you could be at the house opener for him.
What to do in Branson, Missouri?
Could you imagine, Louis?
This is
doing your set in front of fucking Yakov Smirnoff's crowd.
I don't know. This is the website for Branson, Missouri.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, there's nothing. Leave. There's 100 plus live shows. There's over 200 places
Isn't
to stay.
Dolly Parton land there?
I don't know.
And there has to be like some Civil War reenactments there, right?
Okay. There's the Branson Dinosaur Museum.
Fuck yeah.
Branson Auto and Farm Museum.
Oh, Jesus.
We're fucking... Now we are...
Is that like you just drive in the country and see a bunch of cars tipped over?
It's falling apart. There's a National Tiger Sanctuary. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking badass.
It's cats.
There's a zip line in Branson?
It's orange cats.
There's a zip line, Tinkle.
You didn't have to go past Dinosaur Museum. Yeah, I was done.
You're going to give me the million. Can I just have free tickets to the Dinosaur Museum
every day?
Can I just hang
out at the Dinosaur Museum?
My kid would fucking... lose his mind. Pull up, see if there's a commercial for the Branson, Missouri Dinosaur Museum, because I bet you it's a pretty fucking cool place. I bet you it's a happening spot. Tickle, why are you so fucking negative?
Because I think that the fucking awesome dinosaur bones are going to end up on big cities, or I don't think we're going to get the fucking T-Rexes in Branson. You're not going to get a mosquito in amber in Branson. You're going to get a fucking, like, a little fingernail or something. Or you're going to get, like, a fake plaster.
No, dinosaur. I think you're going to get something decent. It's a fucking whole museum about dinosaurs.
That's what it says.
Yeah. Well, is there anything on it?
I mean, there's a top 9 best museums in Branson. It'll probably be in there somewhere.
Dude, there's only 9.
Forget it. Just fucking forget it, okay? All right, we've got a few more questions. Let's see. This is it. All right. Final question. Andrew LaForge wants to know, do I get back with my ex who is 5 years older, has 3 kids, and a delusional ex-husband?
No.
I was with her for 3 years, and we took a break, but now she wants to get back together. I'm 31, by the way. I definitely need some real-ass advice on this one. LOL.
No. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, what are you doing,
You're 31, man. You can still pull 25-year-olds.
And a psycho ex-husband? Right. What, are you fucking crazy?
Some of the best advice I ever received, it wasn't even advice.
Three kids?
Somebody was talking about this.
Clean break.
Take a step back from yourself, right? If you were giving yourself advice, if you were looking at yourself, how would you advise yourself? You're just a friend of yours. Same exact. How would you advise yourself? Do that every time. That's how, because then you take the feelings out of it, take all the emotion out of it. You know, like, you would definitely tell yourself, no, there's all of these red flags. All of them.
Find another 36-year-old.
And if you're starting off with that much baggage and you're starting off that low, it's almost doomed. It's guaranteed to be doomed. And 36 is a fucking gross age for women, to be honest with you. She's falling apart by the second. Shannon, how old are you?
34.
Oof.
Two more years and it's all over.
Yeah, you are. I mean, look, Shannon's gorgeous. But you can imagine how hot she was when she was 21.
Thanks.
When did you get your saline?
When I was 20.
All right, then yeah, 21.
You have a sailing license? Sail away, sail away, sail away.
Dude, her like titties are almost old enough to drive. Go ahead, proceed.
Wait, how old were you?
20.
You've had those titties for that long?
14 yeah. years.
Wow.
Her
Who bought them? A dude bought them, right?
My dad.
Your dad? Yeah, dude.
What?
Oh, yeah. Man. Did he get to fuck him?
Her
that would have been my deal with my daughter. I was like, fine. Yeah. Look, they're not even yours.
I wish we would have got her face on there. She looks so disappointed. And more than she usually does.
When he's mad at you, does he threaten to take him away?
Oh, I know, right? You're grounded. Bring those titties here. 2 weeks.
Dad, I want the car for the night. Fine, but you got to leave the titties home.
All right, look, let's fucking get out of here. Hit that outro music. Guys, thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Yeah, man, once again, go to iTunes, leave us a positive review and a 5-star rating, and tell your friends about the show. Yeah. Growing as fucking always. Shannon, great job with the cupcakes. You don't have to do cupcakes anymore. It's over. It's over. You finally
Let's go,
fucking,
champ.
You finally did it. I'm over the bit. I still want cupcakes once in a while. You just don't have to do it.
For your birthday.
No, not once a year, you fucking asshole. Like, once a month at least.
That's all, folks.